Hi there, and welcome to the Last Ask the Coach for September 2019. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. I'm going to be talking a bit about cross-training over the next few weeks. It's a great time of year to be developing a good cross-training habit with the road running season winding down for the year. Cross-training is a very good way to stay off the physio's table. It can give you some much need rest to some of the joints and the muscles, ligaments and tendons that can cop a bit of a pounding when you're just doing one form of exercise. So obviously in our case, running. Cross-training will help you build strength and be more balanced, and it can still get you a pretty good workout, like an aerobic workout whilst you're cross-training. And of course, nothing gets you better at running than running does. Specificity of training is definitely important. That's actually how I got to be doing these episodes on cross training. We were talking the other night in a runner group, and one of the girls mentioned how a friend of theirs has been a bit disappointed in the past when he's done a road marathon fairly soon after a 44K trail race and hasn't gone as well as he would have liked. Quite apart from the fact that the races that he's done were probably a bit too close together. Really, one of the problems was that you know, like to run a fast road marathon, as she said, you need to train on the road, and I totally agree with her. But you can still use trail running as some good cross training for road running, particularly in the off season. But you know, if you're training for a trail race and you're training exclusively on trails and not getting on the road, then your road running will suffer, particularly as you get closer to your road race. But as I said, sort of doing a fair amount of trail running in the off season can be really, really good for you. And as you get closer to a road race, you can, you know, just vary up what you're running on. If you're still wanting to run on a trail, you can maybe run on some harder packed trails or some fire trails, trails that more closely resemble the road rather than a technical single track kind of trail where you're scrambling over rocks and trying to stay upright on shaly downhill surfaces and wading through rivers. As I was saying before, trail running can be very different to road running because of the varying nature of the surface of the trails. The stress on your body is distributed more throughout your body. Even running on the road, no two steps are going to be exactly the same, but on trails that's magnified, so the trail varies so much, and then as the trail varies, so does your footfall, which then helps to avoid overuse injuries because, as I say, the stress is kind of more evenly distributed around your body, and it also helps to make you stronger in a more all-over way than road running does. You're using all sorts of different muscles to stabilize yourself, the small muscles that you don't normally need to use on sort of more even surfaces. You use them a bit, but you don't use them as much. Trails are also great because they reduce the impact through your body. If you're doing most of your running on the footpath, it's going to take its toll. That's it's a really high impact surface, but trails tend to be much softer. You can even feel this different impact. If you're running on the footpath, just run on the grass beside the footpath for a bit, and particularly if you've been running on the footpath for a while, you're going to feel that difference immediately. One of the other things I really love about trails is that you are forced to slow down just due to the nature of the surface. Some surfaces you just can't run over unless you're really experienced. So sort of rubbly loose stones and scrambling up big boulders, even just the softness of the surface is going to make it harder to run fast. So you can just throw away your GPS because they can be really inaccurate on trails, especially if you're running through dense bushland. Yeah, on some trail runs, you might find 50% of your run is actually walking. So, as I say, scrambling up rocks and boulders and like pretty steep hills. So that type of running is really great for building an absolute monster aerobic base. One of our runners last year did a 100K event in Kosciuszko in early February. So he'd done a fair amount of trail running and hiking, not super fast. And some of those trail runs, well, the longer ones were hikes, and most of it was actually walking, but he came back to a really fast road running season this year. And that's not, when it's not, the trails is not all that help with his speed, but I think it was a big factor. As the fun run season got closer, he did less and less trail running, but he was still doing a bit of trail running throughout the season. So I think trail running is really good because you need to be really aware of how you're feeling. You can just tune into your body to figure out what sort of effort you're putting in, which is also really important in a race because you can be really dialed into how fast you should be taking off at the start. It's especially important for races over an hour or over a distance that you've not raced before. If you don't have any idea of how you're going to feel 2 hours down the track when you start off on a certain level of effort, how are you going to know how much effort you should be putting in at the start? So it's not something you can really figure out by just looking at your GPS watch all the time. It can't tell you that. It can't tell you how you feel. So being really in tune with how you feel on race day, you need to be in tune with how you're feeling in training. So that's kind of one of the reasons why I really like trail running, because your GPS device is not going to work really. So, well, some of the time it will, but you can't really rely on it. There is a place for devices, of course, but like just running can be a really great tool. And getting out on the trails is a really great tool to freshen up mentally as well. It can still be quite mentally taxing though, because you have to be pretty careful of where you're putting your feet. You know, just be careful of what you're treading on, including rocks and tree roots and sticks and stick lookalikes. I was on the trail yesterday and I reckon I came across about 50 lizards, pretty small ones, but I only saw two of them before they moved. They were like, it's completely hidden. And I was actually looking out for snakes. So who knows how many snakes were actually hanging out there that I didn't see. Unless you're an experienced trail runner and training for a trail race, most of your harder sessions are best actually left for more level surfaces. So you're just mostly running at an easy pace on the trails. But you can use them for good uphill workouts. Running full pelt downhill though, it's best left if you've got more experience on trails, that's fine. And you'd certainly need to have done some specific downhill running on a more level, more even surface, along with some strength training and some agility training. That running downhill places quite a bit of stress on your body anyway, and coupling that with the added stress and the unevenness of the trails makes it pretty hard. So to prepare yourself for trail running, there's a few things you should really do. Just ease into your trail running gradually. Like anything new, you just want to build up to it bit by bit. So you might do some shorter runs on the trails first, then a few short long runs before gradually lengthening out your long runs on the trail. Or you might be able to do part of your long run on a trail and part on the footpath, which is pretty easy actually if you live somewhere like Sydney where there's a lot of bushland backing onto suburban areas. Do need to do some strength work, particularly on your feet and ankles and your lower legs, like your calves and Achilles. You use all of those muscles in your lower legs more on trails, like the intrinsic muscles in your feet. Your knees can also take a bit of a beating on the trail, so you need to do some things for your quads. And your hips actually as well, all these muscles need to stabilize you on the trail. So whilst running on trails can make you stronger, you do need to have a reasonable amount of strength to start with. If those muscles are weak and they fatigue quickly on the trails, you can end up with plantar fascia problems, Achilles problems, as I said, some knee problems. You need to be pretty strong through the ankles as well to avoid actually twisting your ankle. So some specific exercises for getting ready for trails could be simple as balancing on one leg with your eyes closed. And then once you can balance for quite a while, you can try it on a wobble board. If you don't have a wobble board, just a rolled up towel. You can also do some single leg squats, and you can do those with your eyes closed as well, and some single leg raises out to the side where you stand on one leg and lift your leg out to the side, maybe with a little bit of outward rotation, so sort of pointing your toe out a little bit. There's quite a few other exercises you can do, but the key to doing them is getting to do stuff on one leg, because same applies whether you're on a trail or not, but when you're running, you're only ever on one leg at a time. So that leg's going to be doing all the work of keeping you upright. So to be doing bilateral, squats on two legs and that sort of thing doesn't really make a lot of sense. You might also want to think about a pair of trail shoes if you're going to be doing a bit. They tend to offer a bit more stability than road running shoes. They offer better grip, and many of them are also waterproof. And the second last thing really, you want to prepare your mind for trail running. You want to make sure that you're not sort of trying to just, chuck your watch away, don't worry about times and paces and all that sort of thing, which can be quite hard if that's kind of what you're used to. You'll be a bit frustrated and stressed if you go into it with thinking about how fast you're going. Just go with the flow. The other thing, the really, really, really last thing, try not to run on trails on your own too much. I mean, if you are out on a trail, don't go onto a remote trail by yourself, and always be mindful of your own safety. If you're running on a trail, make sure you let someone know when you're going to be back. And then let them know when you are back. I forgot to tell my husband once I was back from a trail run, and I don't know, I think I left the phone in the car when I was at the kids' soccer training. He was trying to contact me to see if I was all right. But lovely man that he is, he drove up to the sports field to make sure that I was okay. Anyhow, I hope that has given you some insight into trail running and why that is a really good cross-training exercise. So next week we might talk about swimming, I think, as a form of cross-training exercise.